Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
409 DGS, the countdown clock. That's what we need. CNN has a countdown clock to whenever Don Lemon's going to have a bowel movement. Here we have Mark Close, radio legend, leaving. We're like, oh no, a couple days.
Yeah, I don't know, whatever.
I posted on Instagram yesterday, Mark's leaving us in 2 weeks. And I guess I phrased it wrong because you would think that would be 2 weeks from Monday, which would be April 1st. So now the big conspiracy is this is one big April Fool's joke. Right. No, the 29th is his last
It'd
day.
It'd be a good one.
Tony Colombo's birthday.
Yep.
Greatest present ever.
That's
no,
why I'm
the
sticking.
First day without Mark will be April 1st. And I told Jeff we should really have Taliban sit in as the new person.
That'd be great.
I mean, it's kind of perfect.
Oh, absolutely. And don't even say anything about it. Just do the entire show.
But I'm just afraid everyone would leave and not come back and realize it's a joke.
No, we should just pretend he's close. We'll just keep calling him close and we'll act like nothing's different. But everyone will think they've entered the Twilight Zone.
So he's not crying out there, is he?
No, nope.
He was laughing.
He's sheepish. He's just
last
sheepish.
I saw, he was eating like a 4-hour-old cheeseburger.
I've received some tweets about the possibility of Andrew. I'll show them to you later.
Positive?
I'll show them to you later.
Depending on how you look at him.
I don't think it's fair to read those publicly. Speaking of him, though, did you see that there's news today about his namesake?
No.
News today about John Walker Lynn.
Really?
The American Taliban. That was the impetus of the name that you gave. People don't know. The story behind why Andrew got the name American Taliban is because, I don't know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, there was a story in the news about this American kid who joined the Taliban, and he got caught and detained by the United States military,
and then he came to work.
They showed his pictures, and Dave said,
the bushy beard.
Yeah, and Dave said he looked like Andrew, and said you look like the American Taliban, and that's how it happened. Well,
fun fact: they were also both Life Scouts.
That's right.
John Walker Lynn. This is news story today. John Walker Lynn, a former American Taliban militant convicted in 2002 for supporting the terrorist organization, is due to be freed this year in May. So he is...
Let's get him on the show!
There's my replacement. There you go.
The real American Taliban is going to be released from prison this May. And apparently he is saying that he is going to go live in a different country.
Man, really? Yeah. 6 years for joining the Taliban? That seems a little lenient.
I think most sentences seem lenient to me.
Yes. Yes.
Well, he was
Unless it's a drug charge.
He was originally arrested in 2002. So he's been there for a little while.
I'm not a hunter. I have zero against hunters. I have lots of friends who are big hunters. But there's this story going viral. I want to get your guys' just gut reaction on it. There's a guy in Africa, big game hunting, and he sneaks up along with his guide on a sleeping lion and shoots him while he's sleeping.
No!
Okay, there's Sue.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. You can say, I shot a lion.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, okay. You can say, I kicked a dog in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Ray Rice. He punched his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's terrible. But then when you see it, it's very different.
Yep.
So in this video, you see him sneak up, the lion's sleeping, he shoots him, and the lion very horrifically wakes up and goes into spasms is really, really suffering. And then he's shaking the hand of the guide, and he's, you know, yay. He looks to be about your age, Mark. And people are just crushing him. And I think this has more to do with the Ray Rice thing. Now, someone like Sue may say, under no circumstances is this okay. But I think if you just heard the story, like if I just read a story like, man shoots lion in Africa on safari. Okay. Maybe I think it's terrible.
Right.
Maybe I wish I could do it myself, but I don't finish reading the article. But when you see, when you actually see something happen, it's like the Ray Rice thing.
Yes, yes. You can hear the description, but then you have to see it. And this guy did not go on safari. He murdered the lion.
Exactly.
He murdered the lion. It's like, there's no, there's, for hunters, though, why do you do it? Because it's a sport. What this guy did was not a sport. You don't walk up to something. That's like saying he was in a cage and I shot him.
Yes.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
So do you feel the same way about deer hunting?
No, I mean, I understand that there are necessary hunting laws and there are surpluses of certain animals and you have to do it. But if you go out and shoot a sleeping lion, that is messed up.
I think if you shoot a sleeping deer, it's messed
up. I kind of agree.
Yeah, if you, and I've got nothing against deer hunting and because it calls the herd and all that. Mm-hmm. But if the animal's laying down and sleeping, it's that's like being a boxer. You know, I took this guy out in a wheel and a bike, and the guy was asleep in a corner on whatever, just jacked him in the head.
Right?
What the hell?
Devil's advocate. What's the difference between that and seeing an animal drinking at a stream and saying, okay, let's take the shot? Like, you very rarely shoot an animal hunting that's attacking you.
Oh, yeah. No, I understand it. But at least the animal, if the animal's out drinking or in a spring or a stream or spring,
it can smell you. It can run.
It has in the wild.
It's got a chance.
Yes.
You know, you sneak up on one. It's sleeping. That just, there's no sport to that to me. Maybe I'm wrong, but it just seems.
The difference to me is trophy hunting versus
hunting to eat.
Yeah.
Not like the vast majority of deer hunters out there are hunting because they're going to starve if they don't kill a deer, but at least there's, like you said, there's regulations. You can only kill so many a year. You have to get tags to do it. It does very much help not only the deer species, but the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do things like turn them into food and use the animal for other things. When you're just simply going out to kill something as a trophy, I think that's kind of where my line starts to get a little weird.
Yeah, I'm exactly with Tony.
Yeah.
Hard left turn. Bezos, it's now been confirmed that it was his brother-in-law who not only shared the sexy pictures and sexy texts his brother-in-law, his girlfriend's brother. He's married a woman. He's having an affair with the Sanchez woman. Her brother was accused of, oh, you're the one that shared all of her pictures and sexy texts. And he goes, oh, no, it wasn't me. I swear to God, it wasn't me. And now it came out that not only was he the one, but he was paid $200,000 by National Enquirer.
Okay.
Here's my thought. I'm not condoning what Bezos did. I'm not saying that there are any real good guys here. But in the pantheon of people, there's always going to be a girlfriend's brother who's just a parasite, who just makes money off someone else's misery. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, look, do what you're going to do. It's going to cost you $75 million, whatever it is, billion, in the divorce. And, you know, you're outed and you're shamed and your kids and the whole bit. But like, what a loser. Mm-hmm. What a piece of crap to, like, screw your sister over.
Yeah.
For 200 grand.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, like, wasn't me. No, she showed those pictures to a lot of people. It's just like I'm just calling him the brother-in-law. I know he's not. But the brother-in-laws of the world who just, you're not doing anything great. I mean, Bezos may be a bad guy, but he built Amazon. He did, you know, and I'm not saying like, well, you do whatever we want to do because he built Amazon. I'm just saying this guy did something. He built something amazing. And you're just like sneaking around and making money off your sister's boyfriend.
Yeah.
And there are always going to be those people.
Oh.
Just kind of the hangers-on.
Bottom feeders.
Bottom, always, thank you.
Always bottom thank feeders, you. Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong on this. When this first hit, and I thought Bezos and his wife both agree to this, that they said when he started that affair,
They were separated.
Yeah. Correct?
Yeah. I just don't, and I don't even get. That's between he and his wife.
Exactly.
It's not between his new girlfriend's brother. So even if
made money.
Even if you hate Bezos and like he is a bad guy, I think Amazon is a totally corrupt corporation, blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to take him down by hacking into my sister's stuff. You're just a bad person. Yeah. And you're not doing anything to shut down Amazon. The company clearly didn't shutter. I've ordered 30 things on Amazon since this story broke. I don't really care what Jeff Bezos does.
No one does. No one does.
Yeah.
if there's anyone out there who's like, I'm going to Target now. Yeah.
Well, I am going to Target now.
You could say that pretty much any day,
anytime. A lot of people are calling
anytime.
And saying this hunter had very bad hunting ethics, which I
yes.
have no idea, because yeah. I've never hunted a thing, but they're saying that you this is like a cardinal rule that you don't do.
Yeah. Yeah. He had no ethics as
I
far as
I think a lot
I'm.
Of that
yeah.
trophy hunting is like that. Yep. It's kind of the opposite of what we do over
the
here.
The trophy hunters do get a lot of criticism from the more traditional hunters that we were talking mm-hmm. about, like the deer hunters.
Right.
You know, most of the people, most outdoors people, hunters, fishermen, you know, at first glance, people look and go, oh, you're just, you know, you're catching fish and you're pulling them out of their natural environment and it's horrible and you're eating them and you're doing the same thing to the deer. Overwhelmingly, the people that donate to conservation and whose money and efforts go to keeping parks clean and all that stuff are from outdoors people
sure.
like hunters and fishermen.
Yeah.
I don't think the same can be said about the trophy hunter that goes on a safari. I don't think the numbers show that they are also donating money or using their time.
Although
and
I've heard that argument a lot that, hey, I paid $20,000 to hunt this rhino. And
yeah,
that $20,000 is going
to
save, like, to they do pay
to the village near the safari. That
yeah.
I mean,
that's true.
Lions aren't endangered yet, but they are vulnerable.
Right.
There's just such a huge difference to me between hunting something that there's plenty of them and you are taking care of the population, and then we could lose this animal in 100 years. We could not have this magnificent mm-hmm. creature on the planet anymore because a bunch of rich guys had to go. And then line two says the guide also tells hunters when and what to shoot. So you're not even a hunter. You're just going, and someone's telling you what to do, and then you get to take a trophy home.
Yuck!
It's like every kid at the soccer tournament getting a trophy. Mm-hmm. That's what it is on a bigger, sadder scale.
Tony, remember when I pulled the fish's face off?
Mm-hmm. That was an accident.
No, that was it. Well, I didn't mean to.
No, yeah.
But I've always thought, like, I love fishing. I fish. I love fishing since I was a kid with my dad at Belk Park with the cane pole. But what do you think about it?
Yeah.
Like, from the fish's perspective?
Oh, yeah.
And then when Phoebe was probably 4 and we lived, you know, same house mm-hmm. on the lake and caught a bluegill or whatever it was. And this goes to show you that you should be proficient at something, whether it's hunting or fishing, because I was not, and the fish, I couldn't get the hook out of the fish's face, mm-hmm. and I'm trying to get it out with the pliers, and Phoebe, little four-year-old Phoebe's like, Daddy, 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 get it out, get it out, get it out. So I pulled as hard as I could, and the flipping face came off this fish. It gets worse. He got no face, and Phoebe screams, and I threw him back in the water, and he swam off.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Oh, that's
no face Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah, you disfigured him, man.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's probably still out there.
Trying to.
Swimming around with no face.
The legend of no face.
Looking for a girlfriend. Like,
Joey!
Hey!
What happened?
Oh, my God.
So I'm no better than this guy shooting a sleeping lion.
Bad. You're pretty bad.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
430 DGS. Well, he did it to us again, Rach.
On the phone.
Yeah. No, no, no. I'm talking about close.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was complaining about the Matrix being broken again.
No.
He wants to wait for Tim.
Yeah, it not good enough for Dave Murray. Got to wait for, Tim.
You know what?
Tell it, Dave.
Here we are. Not my problem, but just we're not getting programming back, so we're on the phone.
Okay. It's okay.
Tony, tell exactly what happened 30 seconds ago.
Yeah. Just now at the break, and I think it's important Dave Murray hear this, because Dave enjoys being a part of Closest Corner, and there's only, you know, a few left.
Enjoy might be pushing it a little bit.
Yeah, that's a good point. During the break, right now, at this time, when we usually do the weather in the Closest Corner, Mark said, hey, what's going on at 5? Because I really think that this closest corner should have Tim in it. So, no. Dave, you're out.
No, and
he still did his play and dumb thing, though. He was like, what's at five?
Yeah, what are we doing?
I had no idea what we were doing
Tim.
At five.
Just him.
That means it's not ready yet.
That's, well, there's that. No, and you know what?
You're never ready.
You're all going to look very foolish when I do my corner, because you will realize it's perfect for my Tim.
Okay.
It's perfect for... That was Sue laughs off like, it's perfect for Tim. Not that it, if it was a weather corner, I would use Dave Murray.
As you so often do.
Yes. It will be very self-explanatory when we do it.
But since it's a younger, pretty man you're in love with...
That's
it's a
always 98 the case.
Morning show.
It's a romantic.
No, again. Corner. Go ahead. Just lob them. I'll take them. Go ahead. Hit me with your best shot.
We don't care. You yawned really big.
I did.
During
that
Dave's live. It was so awesome.
Take that farm idea, and you know where you can plant it.
Hey.
I looked over, and Mark was yawning like this.
He was
holding his badge in his hand in the sky, and his mouth couldn't have been open any wider, and it lasted forever.
I was a tired boy.
I can't believe I didn't sense that.
Oh, I know. It was. You heard going on about some tires, and I couldn't
stop.
Some about
tires.
Yeah, I don't know.
I bet Tim has tires.
New sponsor of the show. I'm quitting.
Not doing anything.
What the hell do I care? Count the hours.
Anything happening at
five?
We'll
divide those ads all up, okay?
Hey, how are those ratings today? I don't care. Not my monkey, not my circus. We should Facebook Live this awkward exchange when Pretty Tim comes in and his daddy's leaving.
Yeah.
It'll be the opposite of when like a military guy comes home and surprises his 8-year-old daughter.
Yeah. It's
Yeah.
I don't know that it's as important to Tim as it is to Mark.
But Tim's a nice guy and he'll try to make Mark feel special.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
That's why the relationship is so strong.
That's why it works.
That's it.
Yeah.
You manipulate him and he lets you.
He always tries to make me feel special.
Today, when's the rain coming in?
Yeah, I still like this time frame of midnight tonight to about noontime tomorrow. That 12-hour window, if I really had to narrow it, it's probably 5 a.m. to about noontime. Not a lot of anything. It's pretty light rain, fast in, fast out, and has no cold air behind it. It's not dragging down any cold air, and as a result, we're going to be about 55 tomorrow for the high. A little chilly tomorrow night, but Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all about sunshine, all about Dave Glover weather.
Nice.
Thursday, 55. Friday and Saturday, 62 for the high each day.
Isn't it weird? Oh. Isn't it weird that Dave Murray knows who I am? Isn't that bizarre?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's sometimes, like, I talk to Dave every day, and Dave and I are buddies, but every now and then it hits me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, Dave, if you're like that about any people that were, like, above you or, like, oh, my God, it's whoever. But every now and then, like, just now, he's like, oh, it's Dave Gloverweather. I'm like, get my name out of your mouth, you famous person. That's crazy that you know who I am.
Imagine.
Well, you make it pretty obvious.
It's just weird.
Imagine the conundrum I'd be in my personal life if my grandma was still alive.
Right.
That would be awkward.
You'd be living a double life.
Yeah.
That's it.
And I was kind of a little bit at friends, or at least, you know,
playing both sides against the middle
with Dave Murray. It's
rough. Well, you know what? I was playing around with a Ouija board the other night, and I heard from your grandmother. Sorry.
She changed her mind. All right. Good.
Really? That wasn't my fault.
Good.
What was her line again?
Huh?
He knows everything.
He just thinks
knows it all.
And it would be like
the classic grandma.
It wouldn't even be the weather.
All about grandma.
It wouldn't be the weather. We'd be watching like daytime television, and a promo would come on, and there'd be Dave, and she'd go, and oh, here's Dave Murray again. He just thinks he knows it all.
Poor Dave.
That's great.
That's hysterical. Go get him, Grandma.
Thanks, he knows it all.
It was like when Father Jeff used to do the show, and some old ladies cornered him after services one day and complained that he was on my show.
Mm.
And he said, oh, Dave's a great guy. What's your problem? He said, that boy has a sore mouth.
Got a sore mouth. He's got a sore mouth.
Yep.
Oh, that just reminded me. My grandma called me last night to make sure that I was okay with Mark retiring.
Aw.
She was like, I know you love him, but it'll be okay. I'm like, yeah, I'm fine.
I'm telling you, Rachel's in denial.
You wasted your call, Grandma. Yeah, stow like, it. I'm good.
I thought this would be about something else.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I guess we can do the top 10 chain restaurants in America since you're not doing closest corner.
You know, I've got something even better. I've got.
Whoa, two segments?
I could save this for tomorrow.
Just assuming that this is what you get now?
This is pretty cool. Well, you can be the judge of that.
We will.
And Dave Murray can be with us. This is a gentleman by the name of Bill Rosenblatt. He's a contributor, media and entertainment at Forbes magazine. And it's a list, the question limiting songs that classic rock radio would never play again. What songs would be on your list?
My list or his?
His, yours, everybody's. It's just across the board.
Because of like political correctness?
No, just because you don't want to hear them anymore.
Overplay.
So go ahead and anybody throw some out. He's actually got like 30 of them, but there's like
we're not your dancing monkeys.
There's a top 10.
Isn't Stairway to Heaven the most played song ever? Played song ever?
I'm not sure, it's the number one on the list.
Don't
want to
hear it.
Wow.
Don't want to hear it.
Yeah, I think it at least at one point it was the song that had gotten the most airplay worldwide. Right.
Well, it was a trifecta. It was Stairway to Heaven, Free Bird, and Layla were the big three that just got. Number one on research every time.
What about
turn it off? If it came on the radio, would you turn it off?
Stairway to Heaven?
Yeah.
No.
Just depends on what mood I'm in. That's why this is so hard, because sometimes you're sick of a song and sometimes you're not.
Here's one I would turn off. Number 16, Slow Ride by Foghat. That just
It's an okay song, but I don't know if it's enough of a classic to still be playing all the time now.
And it just goes forever. It never ends.
What about Carry On, My Wayward Son?
Dust in the Wind is on there, but not that Kansas song. Smokin' by Boston is on there. Van Halen Right Now.
Mm-hmm-hmm. And your closest corner is going to be better than this, right?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I don't know. It's this good.
This is the crap we're wasting on Dave.
It's got to be REO. Which REO is on there?
Keep On Loving You.
Yep. That's on your mind.
That
yep.
Oh,
see, that's what's so great about this. And this is great.
That's what's so great about this.
I feel like I'm having terrible sex and you keep telling me how great it is.
Meatloaf. I do anything for you, but I won't do that. Asia.
That is not the name of that song.
Asia.
I would do anything for love, but I won't do that.
What did I say?
I would do anything for you.
But I won't mow your lawn.
I love that song, by the way.
So do I. Asia, Heat of the Moment from Asia. That's a great song.
Like
they can play that more and more. Crying by Aerosmith.
I'm fine with that being on the list.
Is that even a big...
Yeah, I didn't think it was overplayed, but I'm just not a fan.
That's like the 22nd most popular Aerosmith.
I don't know.
I want to go back to just before you said, hey, I got something great.
Layla, Derek and the Doms, Peaceful, Easy Feeling, Eagles.
Whatever.
Right. Yeah, well overplayed.
Hey, Rach.
Yeah.
I'm not done.
This is just between me and you. No one else can hear. Uh-huh. Is Dave Murray on the A-list again this year?
He is, and I voted for him earlier today.
Oh, yeah, let's get him. Yeah, let's make him number
Dave,
one.
Congratulations.
What?
We're both on the A list for St. Louis Magazine. We're nominees.
Nominees, okay. Well, we both got it last year, so
we did.
Yeah, well, that's a curse. We probably won't get it this year.
So, if you'd like to help us out, or just one of the Daves, you can go where?
You can go to St. Louis Magazine's website, stlmag.com, as I'm pretty sure the website. And then I've also tweeted out on my Twitter where I went and voted for both the Daves, also voted for our friend Tim Convy. Frank Cusimano's up for best sports announcer.
Let's make it a DGS sweep.
Let's do it.
Absolutely.
Love it.
Take Me Home Tonight. Comfortably Numb, Pink Floyd. This one is Jack and Diane, John Mellon. I never hear that song for the rest of my life.
I haven't heard that song in 10 years.
Yeah,
really?
Come down the hall, people.
Yep. Hey, Hey, My by Neil Young. That's not even one of his more popular songs. Right. I Want to Know What Love Is, Foreigner.
I love that song.
Yeah, I do too. Died in Your Arms Tonight, Cutting Crew.
Hate it.
What?
What?
I can't. I hear it way too often.
I just when I hear that, I
Who's
like
playing
I start,
these songs.
Yeah.
Sue?
I start
Where
slow
are you
dancing.
Hanging out
down there.
KZK.
Yeah.
All right.
I just start slow dancing.
KZK's in this building.
Oh my gosh.
That's right. Then the Tim guy works there.
I just died in your arms tonight.
Right.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
To bring back memories, this is one of the five songs we worked up in Boys Night Out before we quit. When I had the, it wasn't a skullet anymore, it was a wallet. It was the wig and the long hair in the back and my ripped up, my intentionally. I remember, once again, Dave Glover tries, Dave Glover fails. I wanted ripped up jeans like the cool lead guitarist on Def Leppard circa 1987. And so I cut them and ripped them up myself, and they were just a travesty. Just awful.
Was it, and there were so many great bands in your past, it's hard to keep them all straight. Was it Raw Toast?
My first band.
Did it break up during the first rehearsal, or did you have a gig?
No, we had one gig.
They had to leave early.
I had to leave early because of my curfew.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
What'd you play? Do you remember what you played? What songs?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right.
We played like Midnight Rendezvous by the Babies, Purple Haze. We played real songs.
Purple Haze.
Sail On, Sail Away.
The guys, from Moxie?
Yes.
Wow.
The guys in my band were, I mean, I was 16 and they were 17 or 18,
mm-hmm.
Kevin Forrester and a guy named Farkey, and they were great.
Wow.
They were really, really, really good. Even looking back,
yeah.
Like a lot of times you look back and go, oh, that was
maybe
rough.
Not so good.
They were great.
Wow. Moxie, Sail On, Sail Away. Yeah. That's impressive, brother.
And here's the thing. I was as good a drummer then as I've ever been. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I just never got better. And I never got better at guitar since fourth grade. Nick and I were talking about this how weird time is. And Nick said, I think about it all the time. If I really applied myself, because he plays guitar, he's probably five times better than me. If I really applied myself, I could be a really good guitarist in 10 years, but I'm not.
Yeah.
And I said, dude, think about this. I've been in the Dave Glover Band, this incarnation of the Glover Band, for going on 18 years. And I'm probably 30% worse than when it started. But 18 years had I practiced this much.
You could be on the road, brother. You could be touring.
I would at least not be embarrassing.
Yeah. You could be as good as Farkey.
That's right.
No, that's like crazy.
Yeah, that guy had some talent.
No, that was really, like, they were good.
Yeah. Sometimes you see them, man.
And it got to be 11 o'clock, and I'll never forget it. I'm like,
Do you hear this story? This is his band called
Raw Toast. You really had to
leave. Raw
Toast. I really did. I'm like, guys, I got to get home.
Oh, man.
They're like, what?
We're in the middle.
Like, we're playing till midnight, Glove. I'm like, I got a midnight curfew. I got to go.
Yeah.
Got a midnight rendezvous.
That's it.
And with Jack and Francis. And so my drum buddy, Bob Mutz, came to see me, and I'm like, Bob, can you take over? And he came up and finished the gig.
Wow.
What would have happened if you were late, curfew?
You know, I just wasn't. I was a rule follower.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't have.
Did your old man ever wait up for you? Man, mine did.
No.
Whew.
No. They were always in bed when I got home.
Yeah. My dad never did either. My mom maybe would from time to time.
My old man, I come tooling around the street and pulling up. He'd be right in front of, he'd be in the picture window, just looking out in the street. I'm like, oh.
Well, it's because he knew you stalked women.
That's true. Yeah, he thought I might get arrested or something. So
sometimes me and Dino be getting home about the same time.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot that, yeah.
I was saying to Phoebe the other day, just like, it's amazing. I said, when I was, you know, a little older than you, car dating, you couldn't find me. There were no cell phones. No one even dreamt of a cell phone. So if you were out with your buddies or you're out with a girl on a date and parking or whatever, no one could find you, which is terrifying.
Yeah. As a father. A daughter.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But it just goes to show you what the standards were. The standards were like, okay, have my daughter home at midnight,
right,
son.
Right.
And now it's, if I, you know, turn on your shared location thing, and if I text you, you text back in 10 seconds or I'm going to come, you know, it's.
Yeah.
And I'm glad, but at the same time, they'll never have the sort of like, you had to get someone home by midnight,
right,
and no one could make you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You did it because you did it.
Fear.
Yeah. Is it a good thing that we're all so connected?
See, that's, I don't know.
It's weird because back then people were so much less afraid of kidnapping and stuff, and you would think it would be so much easier to do. It would take so much longer to notice if someone was missing.
Sure.
Or
you couldn't trace them without a cell phone. Or
it's just weird that we haven't necessarily gotten safer because of it or felt safer.
Well, you can't get away with anything.
It just makes you feel terrible whenever you can't connect with someone. You're so used to having that instant gratification that if it's not there, then it feels like something's really wrong.
Think about just young love, young puppy love. Maybe you would talk on the phone for a few minutes and then it's like incommunicado. That's it. I'll see you tomorrow at first hour. Mm-hmm. Now it's
nonstop.
We're having a discussion about that after Phoebe's sleepover, just what parents do. And it's really different. You know, like, oh, so-and-so, the phone goes away at 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
The phone never goes away. The phone goes away when she gets out of line. It's just, everything's the phone.
Oh.
You could take away anything else in the world. They'd be like,
food. You could take
food.
I don't
care.
Yeah.
There is nothing else.
Yeah. For me, it was like, you want to lose that television, mister?
Yeah.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
I need Love Boat.
Because everything is in the phone.
Yeah.
It's not just one thing. They lose everything.
Everything.
They lose their ability to talk. They lose their ability to play games.
And it's truly an addiction.
Get the internet.
Like, there would be withdrawals if you really, really took away a phone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.